got the gospel transmitting all day. You're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate His death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Thank you for those amen selections. And I saw Pumpkin go up there. I thought that was a stranger. I said, who is that going to the choir? Well, it be changing on me. I didn't know who that was. Who that lady there? Amen. But we thank God for her. And again, we thank God for each of you on today. Again, I say God is good, and His mercy endures forever. For God has been good to all of us, and He's brought us from a mighty long way. Whether you acknowledge it or not, it's God who keeps us. It's God who touched us this morning and woke us up that we might be able to behold a brand new day. In a portion of health and strength and in our right mind. Somebody woke up in prison. Somebody woke up in a hospital bed. Amen. On their bed of affliction. But God, by His grace and mercy, He allowed us to wake up. Amen. In a portion of health and strength and in our right mind. And then He gave us a mind to come to His house of worship. Amen. This morning, I would that you turn with me to Psalm number 68. Today, we celebrate Father's Day, and this is also Juneteenth. I celebrate Juneteenth, which was when the people in Texas found out 2 years later that slavery had been abolished. And so a lot of people, we celebrate Juneteenth. And also today is where we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Amen. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I want to slide out verses 4 and 5 with the emphasis on verse 5 in the 68 number of Psalms where we draw our text and subject. And where we'll start at verse 3. And it reads, but let the righteous be glad and let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God, sing praises to His name, extol Him who rides on a cloud by His name, Yah, and rejoice before Him. A father of the fatherless, a defender of the widows, is God and His holy habitation. May the Lord add a blessing to His holy reading. A father of the fatherless, a defender of the widows. And for a little while, I won't talk from the subject, a father for the fatherless. A father for the fatherless. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now
thanking you for your mercy and your grace, and we ask that you allow your Holy Spirit to continue to move in our midst. Grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit, and in that anointing, grant us preaching power, that your word will go forth and lift up a bow down head, save a soul, mend a broken heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me begin by saying that today is Father's Day, a day where we honor fathers. And I'm talking about men who provide for their families and not just baby daddies. Because any healthy male can make a baby, but it takes a real man to step up to the plate and provide for them. But you know, Father's Day is nearly as big as Mother's Day. And so we won't find the florist overworked, card sales as profitable. And even before the pandemic, restaurants on Father's Day were half filled, and the church service was pale in comparison to Mother's Day. Because on Mother's Day, pastors across America praise mom for her sacrifices, and everybody weeps. But on Father's Day, many times we talk about absentee fathers. Deadbeat dad statistics are recited, and we lay on the guilt for not being a good father. And although, granted, there are some absent fathers and deadbeat dads, but not all fathers make that list. Because there are some good fathers, godly fathers, and dads that do their best to be leaders of their family and father to their kids. And that's why I believe the greatest need in our society is for fathers who will rise up and assume their God-given role of responsibility in the family. And the good news is, if you have been a deadbeat dad, or if you are a deadbeat dad, you can change that today. Because we have a God who loves us despite our past wrongs, and he's eager to give us another chance through faith in Christ. But however, this date that we call Father's Day began in 1910 by a lady named Sonora Dahl, who at the time was 16 years old when her mother died. And so one Sunday in 1909, as she sat in church service listening to a sermon honoring mothers, since her mother had died early in her life, and she and her siblings were raised by her father, who was a Civil War veteran and a devout, godly man, she thought it would be a wonderful thing to have a time to honor her father and all fathers. And so because her father was born in the month of June, she was able to have a special day honoring her father on the third Sunday in 1910 in Spokane, Washington. And then 56 years later, President Lyndon Baines Johnson signed a proclamation declaring that the third Sunday in June would be set aside as Father's Day, a day when we recognize and honor and pay tribute to our earthly fathers. But this morning on this Father's Day, as we also observe the Lord's Supper, I want to talk about another father, a father who will always love, protect, deliver, provide, and take care of his children. And note in the text, the psalmist calls him a father of the fatherless, defender of the widow. Who is this father of the fathers and the defender of the widows? My brothers and sisters, he's none other than the Lord God Almighty, who of all the ways he could have chosen to relate to humanity, he chose the language of family. Now, he could have described himself as a benevolent dictator, a kind boss, a patient landlord, but instead he chose the word father. And so now he presents himself as a father, because we all know what a father is and does, even if we didn't have an earthly father who treated us well. But still, we have an intrinsic understanding of what a good father should be, because God planted that understanding in our hearts, knowing that we all have a need to be loved, cherished, protected, and valued. ideally, an earthly father will meet those needs. But even if he doesn't, I tell you, God will. In the Bible, Jesus taught his followers when he was teaching them the prayer to address God as our Father. And so throughout Scripture, God describes his love for us as that of a caring parent. Although he possesses characteristics of both father and mother, according to Isaiah 66:13, that says, as one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you. But he chooses the masculine word father because it denotes strength, protection, and provision. Note again, the psalmist says in Psalm 46:1, God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And so as God has a special place in his heart for orphans and the fatherless, and that's why we read again in Psalm 27:10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Because God knows that many times earthly fathers have been absent or have not done their job, but God promises that in him, no one has to be without a perfect father, because the fatherhood of God is not patterned after the fatherhood of men. Instead, earthly fathers are to relate to their children as God relates to his children. He is a father of the fatherless, and that's my subject this morning. But now every child is now the child of God. Some are children of the devil, according to John 8:44. But all who want to can become a child of God. And to those who do, let me say to you, welcome to the family. But how does one become God's child? Are we born in the family? No. We are adopted into the family. Now, adoption is an act of God whereby he makes us members of his family. For the Bible says in Galatians 4:6, he said, because you are son, God has sent forth his spirit of his son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father, which is an Aramaic term for father. And it conveys a sense of closeness. Someone say that the English term is daddy, but they said go a little further than that, because not only does it talk about closeness, but it also talks about obedience. It connotes tenderness, dependence, obedience, and a relationship free of fear and anxiety. And my brothers and sisters, this adoption takes place when anyone put their faith in Jesus Christ. But the Bible says in John 1:2, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the children of God, to those who believe on his name. And note the Bible also says in Galatians 3:6, it said that we are all sons through faith in Jesus Christ. And so not only does adoption put us in the family of God, but adoption also proves that God loves us. Note 1 John 3:1 says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. In other words, John is saying to us to think about how much the Father loves us. He loves us so much that he lets us be called his children. And if you have been born again, we are truly his children, because he is the father of the fatherless. And once we become a member of the family, secondly, we have family privileges, because our father takes care of our needs. Unlike many earthly fathers, our father will take care of all of our needs. And no wonder the Bible tells us to cast all our cares on him, for he cares for you. And since he cares for us, the Bible tells us in Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But many times we're like children, not knowing what our real needs are. But our Father knows our every need, so he tells us in Matthew 6:31, don't worry about what we shall eat, drink, or wear. But in verse 33, he tells us, us, but seek first the kingdom of God, talking about God's righteousness and his righteousness and all things, the kingdom of God, God's rule, I'm sorry, and his righteousness and all things will be added to you. What things? All of our physical needs, but not only will he supply our physical needs, but also our spiritual needs, because our Heavenly Father forgives our waywardness. He forgives our sins. For the Bible teaches us that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But now our daily prayer for forgiveness of sin is not a prayer that would give us salvation again and again throughout life, because salvation of being saved is a one-time event that occurs immediately after we trust Christ. Rather, the prayer of forgiveness of sin each day is a prayer that God's fatherly relationship with us, which has been disrupted by sin that displeases him, will be restored, and that he will relate to us once again as a father who delights in his children whom he loves. Typical example can be seen in the prodigal son. The Bible says that he left home, and it wasn't long he found himself in a pig pen. But when he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's high servants have food enough to even spare? And here I am starving to death in a pig pen." He said, "I'm going to get up from here and go back to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your high servants.'" So he got up and he went to his father. And the Bible says, "But while he was still a long ways off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. And he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him." And according to Luke 15, 20 and 21, "And the son said, 'Father, I've sinned against you in heaven and in your sight, and I'm not worthy to be called your son.' But the father said, 'Bring him the best robe, put a ring on his fingers and sandals on his feet.'" Slaves and servants didn't have robes. They didn't wear shoes. But here we see that his father recognized him as his son who had strayed away, but now he has come back home. Is everybody with me here? And so, my brothers and sisters, this story pictures God's eagerness to forgive, which is one of the family privileges for everybody in the family of God, because each of us, many times we sin and we fall short of the glory of God. But we don't have to hold our sins in. We don't have to try to hide our sins, but we can just come clean and go to the Father and ask him forgiveness, and he promised to forgive us all of our sins. Are you with me? Because whether or not the unconfessed sin that hinders our prayer life, unconfessed sin, it's called the Lord to sort of spank us a little bit, because he chastises his children. Now, if you can do anything you want to do, you probably don't belong to him, and he don't whoop other folks' children. But not only are we adopted in the family, welcome to the family, and given family privileges, but finally, our Father, who is a father of the fatherless, has given us an inheritance. But now, before Christ came, the Jews were convinced that they were the law's heritage, and that as such, they would inherit the promised land. But Paul in Galatians 3:28 explained that God's promise includes all who believe in Christ, both Jew and Gentile. Note he says that faith in Jesus Christ is what makes each of us equal with each other, whether you're a Jew or a Greek, slave or a free person, a man or a woman. And so we who are in Christ are all God's children by faith. We are also heirs, and we shall share in his treasures. Now, the Jews thought that this place of Canaan was the promised land, but instead it's another land. It's in God's kingdom. And so because we are God's children, we have an eternal inheritance because of Christ's suffering on our behalf and our faith in him. And therefore, as believers, we will enjoy a future inheritance if our relationship with Christ is genuine, causing us to walk by faith and not by sight. Romans 8:17 declares, now we are children, that if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. But what is our inheritance? My brothers and sisters, our inheritance in a word is heaven, the new heaven, the new earth, and the new Jerusalem. Our inheritance in Christ is imperishable. In other words, what we have in Christ is not subject to corruption or decay. Our inheritance in Christ is unspoiled, because Revelation 21:27 says nothing impure will ever enter into this new Jerusalem, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful. Our inheritance is unfailing. God says in Revelation 21:5, I am making everything new. Our inheritance in Christ is reserved. In other words, what we have in Christ is being kept in heaven for us. And our crown of glory has our name on it. Although we enjoy many blessings as children of God right here on earth, but everything that we see with the natural eye, one day is going to pass away. Everything that we accumulate in this life, it's going to either leave us or we're going to leave it. But not so in our heavenly, in the heavenly kingdom. Our true inheritance, our true home is reserved for us in heaven. Now, many of the promises of God in the afterlife for those who belong to him is hard to imagine and figure out. But the Bible says to us in 1 Corinthians 2:9, it says, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But we must accept those promises by faith. Why? Because the Bible says that the just shall live by faith, realizing that the Holy Spirit that indwells all believers guarantees that we will receive an eternal life in the world to come. Amen, according to the word. In fact, when we believe, we are marked in him with a seal, with the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit and a down payment on our eternal inheritance. And so on this Father's Day, even if your earthly father isn't present or hasn't been present, the text says that the Lord God Almighty, he is a father for the fatherless, who loves us in spite of ourselves. He loves us so much that one day he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shouldn't perish, but shall have everlasting life by being adopted in the family of God. And all the Bible say greater love has no man than this, than a man would lay down his life for a friend. Because while we were yet sinners, Christ died that we might live. And after laying in the grave for 3 days and 3 nights, bright early Sunday morning, he got up from that grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And right now he's seated on the right hand of the throne of God. And so he tells us this morning, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. He say, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And that's why when partaking the Lord's Supper, we celebrate Jesus' death, his resurrection, and his ultimate return. No, Jesus tells us, he said, this do in remembrance of me until I come again. Because one day he will return. He's coming back for his church without spot or wrinkle. And we'll be forever with our perfect Father, who the Father of the fatherless and the defender of the widows. And as I try and move to the close, I don't know about you, but I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. And long as I live, while trouble rise, I'll haste unto his throne. Somebody else say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, oh, whither shall I go? Ain't God all right? Do you know him this morning? Have you tried him for yourself? If not, you can this morning. And if you want to come to the Lord, let me say welcome to the family. Because you got to, all you got to do is step out on faith and believe and receive Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life. And instantaneously, you'll be adopted in the family of God with family privileges and a guaranteed inheritance that never fades away. I'm talking about in that new heaven and the new earth, because God is the Father of the fatherless. Ain't God all right? But in the meantime, you need to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Ain't God all right? I don't know about you, but I'm glad this morning that I am in the family of God. And guess what, my brothers and sisters? No one or nothing can take me out of the family. Not even devils in hell, even death itself can take me out of the family of God. Ain't God all right? That's why we ought to praise him this morning. Praise him for his goodness. Praise him for his mercy. Yes, Lord. Praise him for his unfailing love. Ain't God all right? The reason I know that the Lord is all right, I tried him for myself. He put praise on my lips, joy in my heart. And this joy that I have, the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Ain't God all right? But in the meantime, in closing, happy Father's Day. Yes, sir. To all earthly fathers, happy Father's Day to you. And thank God that all of us have a father who is the father of the fatherless. And he'll accept you just as you are, no matter how low down you are. If you used to be a deadbeat dad, you can change today. If you walked away from the Lord, you can be restored today. If you never received him as Savior, you can be saved today. Because he's always waiting with open arms saying, come to me. Are you that labor and a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So may God bless you and may God keep you, is our prayer.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
KAYT and KQJOFF. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
You're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Amen. Thank God for the choir and rendering those selections. And